The city of Fargo is with us. Tim Kadafi at News and Views.
Good morning.
How you been?
Looks like you guys are having fun today.
Friday's a bad day around here. It's a bad day. Bonnie didn't bring the pizzas. It's a whole day. It's a bad day.
Okay.
I have to ask you, Tim, why do you want the job again? You've been through all... Do you still got the vest? I mean, how much more of this you want?
Well, I really enjoy being in Fargo, and people have been great to me. We're really moving along on the diversion. I got great news this week. It looks like we're going to get authorization coming through in the next week or 10 days.
It looked like there was money tied to it when I saw it.
Oh, I was really excited about that, Joel. You really got me there. Because not only did they put the money in there, but they upped it. So now we're up to $848 million, I believe, is what they said. There's five major projects they outlined for us. And we kind of tie in with Topeka, Kansas, and Cedar Rapids. And then the California project is what we tie into. But we're the second largest project in the United States that's going to be authorized, and they put the money that they want to give us in there.
So if everything goes forward with the way it sits now out of this conference committee, is the Fargo-Moorhead diversion funded if it hits the president's desk the way it is right now?
The way it goes is they authorize it, and then they authorize us how much money they want to give us. Now, how they parcel that out, we have to go for the funding. We've talked to the congressional delegation, and they're going to work very hard to get some money into that funding. It triggers a lot of things throughout the state for us, but the issue is we can start building. Now, when we started this journey about the 209 to try to figure out a solution to our flooding problem, we anticipated we'd be in the ground in 13. We're 1 year behind, but we're going to get there. We wanted to have the project done by 20, but we're going to probably be a year behind on that. But we're just going to keep marching forward. We continue to do the projects throughout the city to get ready for this.
And I wanted people to understand that because we were having that conversation this morning in the newsroom. And I was trying to tell Jack Sunday that this doesn't mean if this bill passes that you have the funding, you still have to go back and in separate legislation work to get the funding in a budget, right?
Yeah. You know, a lot of times when people look at $848 million, they go, oh, my God, they go, well, they're going to fund that all in 1 year. And what we pushed them for, no, you can do 100 a year and 100 a year and 100 a year and chip away at it. And we've got the Corps on board as well. So we may well be able to chip away at that on a yearly basis. And $100 million, of course, when you're talking billions for the federal government, $100 million isn't that much.
People know who Tim Mahoney is. I mean, they've seen you as a leader in this town for a long time. When you look back on your body of work with the city of Fargo, what do you look back on and say, you know what, I was glad I was there for that. I was glad I was there to help out with that.
Well, when I got on the commission, it was interesting to me as we had an out-migration of people. What we're having is an in-migration of people. You start looking at people that are really excited about this. If you talk to Greg from Emerging Prairie, I mean, he's like a cheerleader for Fargo. If you ever go to one of his talks and Greg stands up, you're like excited to be from Fargo, and you're seeing what young people are seeing in our community. This is the place to be. We're kind of like a little bit of Silicon Valley in California right now. We have a lot of startup companies going forward in the community that we never had before. What I'm excited about is, I mean, we've had tremendous growth in the last 10 years, and we're having more and more people come into the community. Downtown's flourishing. The outside of Fargo's flourishing. Osgood came along very nicely. A lot of things are really evolving very nicely.
So what are you going to do with the job if you get it again?
Well, I think the concern now is, well, and sometimes with growth, you got to think about what you're going to do with it. And the concern we have is infill and also older neighborhoods. The other issue is that if we're not careful, we're going to have people outpriced of their homes. So people on fixed income who come in here to retire or to stay, it's going to be a little bit harder. I'm a little concerned about our housing as far as where the market's going to place us pretty soon. So we have some issues we're going to have going forward that we're going to have to monitor so we don't have the same things that's happened in the western part of the state where your local citizens are being edged out because of pricing.
One of the things, Dr. Mahoney, I noticed in talking to you through the years that you never ignored, you know, there's been such an emphasis on flood protection. So you don't have to go through what you went through in 09 and 97 and everything else. But you always talked about delivery of water to the town. If you're going to have this many people living in one area, you know, how do we complete the Garrison Diversion Project? How do we deliver potable water to the town and make sure that the town has enough water to continue to grow?
Well, Joel, I'm really excited because what's happened in the state is we got a little bit concerned is that we're going to do the flood protection. And then we also have the concern if we have a drought or have less water, we have enough water needs in the community that we really need the water to come across. And Bill Guy gave me his file on the Garrison diversion when he was before he died.
It was one of the best afternoons I ever spent. I got that too. I got to.
And he gave that and said, "Tim, you got to carry this through." And I said, "You know, this is a big task for us to get this, but we also are getting positive feedback from the state that we are going to look at ways of bringing water to the valley."
Well, I think that that is the biggest infrastructure problem. We go through what California is going through right now. We're going to be sitting here talking about it every day in terms of what Fargo's water needs are. And it isn't going to be just flood protection. It's going to be just potable water.
And the second issue, Joel, is can you predict the weather? I mean, we thought we had crested in the river this spring. Everybody was excited. Then we get a rain and we crest a lot higher than we actually thought we crested. We are so flat in this area that we can go up and down. So we can have a miserable spring we're having this year, but we can also have a great spring where we've had a beautiful summer time. Right now, it's one of those things is that you can never predict the weather is what we're going to have.
I know many people who have called upon you. They love you as a doctor. I've got a good friend who said that you had a huge influence as her physician. So has that still become, I mean, have you slowed down at all there? I mean, can you do both jobs and still be one of the best surgeons in town?
Well, thanks, Joel. But what I've done is I had administrative posts that I've backed off of because I want to spend more time on the city issues. So what I'm doing is I'm still a surgeon, but I've cut that practice down. And what I have told my administrative team is that I really want to spend more time on city issues. And Denny and I have some plans for the next 4 years of what needs to be done in the city. So I'm spending more time in planning and looking at development and seeing what's going on in the city and working with the city departments. Pat Zavarro is going to step down in 2 years. We have to have a good transition for that. Bruce Grubb has to be brought up to speed. There's a lot of things that need to be done in this. The city is a dynamic area right now. A lot of things are happening.
Are you and Denny running as a team?
Denny is a very good friend of mine, and I very much enjoy him and enjoy his leadership. And I could say I'm running as a team, although they're separate races. I'm running for the commission race. He's running as a mayor.
So you've endorsed him for mayor?
I've endorsed him for mayor. He does a great job.
Okay. In terms of this commission race, when you look at it, that's a broad field out there. And one of the issues that and maybe it's Amy tries to tell me that this is a part of the community that I'm not picking up on enough, but the arts seem to come up more and more and more in the discussion. It did in the mayoral debate the other day. It did in your commission race. Where do you stand when it comes to public art in the community?
You know, I made a trip recently to Sioux Falls and was walking around their neighborhood in their downtown area. And in their downtown area, they have a lot of art pieces that are about there that are art by public art. And you see a lot of gathering of people sitting and standing. You go into a Boston area sometimes and in Chicago area, and they have water parks or water floating up and down, and people are attracted to that and come to that. Arts are very much part of the soul of the community. We just have to figure out the best private-public way of funding it and make it work for the community.
You, as deputy mayor, I know it's your job to make everything sound good. It's your community. You want people to come live here. You want them to do business here. But what can you tell me that you don't like about Fargo, that if tomorrow you could just fix it, you would?
Well, if I could take some of the areas in downtown out and put something else in those locations. So we've always had our adult bookstore across from the bus stop. It'd be nice to have some other greeting for people that come into our community than to walk across the street and there that sits. There's some areas of the community, neighborhoods and such, that now are going to have some issues of aging. And how are we going to keep that up and keep things going forward in that regards? I believe we're probably going to have to bring urban planning in to help figure out what to do in the downtown area if we do a city hall and or convention center and or a hotel and parking downtown. So I think we're going to have some challenges going forward. This year alone, we have $250 million worth of infrastructure being done.
Okay. If people want to know more about your race, if they want to check you out online, where do they go?
If they go to timmahoneyfargo.com, they can head to my website and get more information. And if they want to call me or talk to me about anything, I have a commission phone open 24 hours a day.
Okay. Commissioner, thank you. Thanks for coming on News and Views today.
Thanks, Joel.